Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it was the middle of the night, but they heard footsteps. The footsteps got closer, and they saw the intruder, but there was nobody actually there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first caller and hear this ghost story. Hi.
Hi, my name is Lydia, and I'm calling in with another story. I was living in a house that was, actually I was renting a house from my brother, and my ex-husband and I were living there along with my daughter. And at one point, my brother-in-law was also living with us as well. And this house was an old house. We were told that the previous owners were involved in Santeria, which I don't know if anybody is aware of what that is, but it's basically witchcraft, but it's like Caribbean witchcraft. It's primarily practiced in Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, those areas there. But anyhow, they had built a kind of like a worship altar in the backyard, and the only thing that we were told was not to mess with it, because if you did, it was bad. So obviously we didn't mess with it, knowing what we knew. One particular night, among others, we were both sleeping, my husband and I, or my ex-husband and I, and the way our bedroom was laid out, when I was laying in bed, I could see the reflection of the living room in the TV. And because there had been so many weird instances and weird things going on in the house, we had gotten to a point where we left the lamp in the living room on at night, because otherwise it was just too scary. So when I was laying in bed, for whatever reason, I woke up to the sound of footsteps in the house, like in the kitchen. There was no carpeting in the house. The house is all wood floors. So the footsteps were heavy footsteps, and I basically froze in bed because I thought that there was somebody in the house. And I woke up my ex-husband and told him that I thought that there was somebody in the house. So we just kind of laid there together, and all of a sudden the footsteps started coming closer to the bedroom. And again, in the reflection of the TV, I literally saw what seemed to appear like a big guy, tall, big, like not husky big, but muscular big. And the figure stopped in front of our bedroom door, and then it turned right and it went into the bedroom, started walking towards the bedroom that my daughter, who was a baby at that time, was sleeping in. So obviously that scared the hell out of me, and I panicked. I didn't want to scream, but I panicked and I started shaking, and my ex-husband got up to go see who it was that was in there. When we walked in there, there was nobody there. It was only my baby. So whatever entity, whatever person, whatever it was that was in my house had disappeared. The closet that is inside, or was inside actually, my daughter's bedroom, every time I opened it, it was, first of all, the bedroom was always freezing cold. And every time I opened up that closet, it's like you would get like this like cold flash of air coming out at you. So I don't know if that was a portal. I don't know what it was, but there was definitely something in that room. Another event that happened in that room that I could never explain. I came home one day early from work. There was nobody in the house. And in the corner of the bedroom, there was a pile of human waste. I remember I tried getting a hold of my husband, and I told him about this, and I told him that when I had gotten home, there was nobody home. And I asked him if he thought maybe that it might have been his brother playing a trick. But his brother wasn't even in town. He wasn't even around. He was at his mother's house, who was, you know, too far for him to go ahead and come out to our house. So, like I said, I could never explain it, but that house was very freaky to the point where we had to eventually just leave because so many things were happening there. So many things. That's, like I said, that's just a couple, just to kind of give you an idea. But just thought I'd share, and I have more stories, so I'm sure I'll be calling back with them. And you guys are doing great. Enjoy your show, and I hope to become a member soon, one of these days. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is the number. What's your thoughts on that?
As she was telling the story and talking about the closet and the room, I mean, before she even said the word, I was saying, that's a portal. It could be a portal kind of thing. And I don't know how I feel about those necessarily, but I do think it is possible. And then I thought, well, who, you know, like, did the brother, you know, come back and, you know, make a mess on the floor? Who does that for jokes? Does anybody do that kind of stuff for jokes? Why would there be human poop on the floor in the room?
That'd be a really weird joke. I don't really quite know how that becomes funny. Even when you're alive, that's just not a, like, oh, look,
that Barry. Oh, he's so funny.
I love it when he shits on the floor. No, I mean, that's very bizarre. And I'd be curious as to what it came from, honestly.
I don't know that I want to know. Hopefully it wasn't like a squatter getting it or something like that. But my first instinct would not be, Somebody in the house wanted to make a joke out of this, because I can't think of anybody that I know that would no. that would make. And I don't.
That's it's a new one. I don't think I've heard of ghost poop, honestly, on the show. And this is rare. It's rare to hear anything on the show that I haven't already heard. Right. This is a new one. Well, congratulations, you broke that one for me. That's that's exciting. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, maybe you'll have something too that I haven't heard. Write in at Real Ghost Stories Online, or 855-853-4802 is our phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. That's going to wrap up today's episode. If you want to get access to all the bonus episodes, do it on Apple Podcasts. Get access to everything ad-free right there. Check it out. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.